Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Who are you?
We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight movie night.
Get used to disappointment.
We are the Midnight Movie Nights.
With a K.
Two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not-safe-for-work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies. Today is Saturday, August 1st, 2015. And we don't have an internet connection.
Again?
Yeah. No. I mean, like, right now we're going over over my phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry. Didn't mean to freak you out there. Just we're really trying to throw this together. It's okay. Something that's been happening for the last few nights. It's really, really fracking annoying.
Come on, happy place.
And I am Miranda Janelle.
And that fracking cat.
How can people interact with the show, Kitty?
On Mixler. And, you know, on our live show, we go with a Mixler chat, our app.
Yep.
It's Mixler.
Mixler.com.
Mixler.com/.
M-I-X-L-R.
M-I-X-L-R.
Because, you know, we like using services that have odd spellings. Yeah. Yeah, we do.
Anyways, Mixler.com.
Slash what?
Slash midnight dash movie dash nights.
With a K.
With a K.
Seriously, we should just change it to like take 37.
Okay, that would be cool.
Just make it easier on everyone.
Yeah, because I keep forgetting it.
I was just getting used to
at Movie Nights Pod. Oh, well, you can interact on the Twitter.
Yes.
At Movie Nights Pod. See, I got that down now.
Woohoo!
Finally. And then you go and change everything on me.
Well,
I'm good with it. It works. I like the live chat.
I ask you about these things, you know, right before I do them. Like, hey, you want to try this? Okay.
I need to get that that magnet next week. Which, hear you, but I'm not listening. With the cat on it.
Oh, from over at the farmer's market?
Yeah.
We got a lot of sun today.
Yes.
And it's not even Sunday. It's Saturday, so we should have been satting on our butts all day.
Did not do that at all. We walked a lot.
We only walked a couple miles.
It felt like a lot.
Well, that's like because it was up and down hills.
Across California.
Nope, just across the city of Dana Point.
It was far.
Okay, that number I don't believe.
What number?
We've got 4 in the chat plus 10 elsewhere.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, this morning we woke up, or well, I woke up. I don't know what time you actually got up, but
1 o'clock.
This what time?
1 o'clock. Then I was up until about 5:30 and I went back to sleep.
Oh, okay.
I'm used to that hour.
Got it.
Very boring.
Anyway, got up and got ready and walked over to the farmer's market every Saturday. Was that La Pata, I think? Was that the name of the park? There's a park down by the beach. And every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., there is a farmer's market over there. And so we, being new to the neighborhood, this was our first time checking it out. And I, for one, absolutely loved it. I loved every aspect of it. It's a nice, I'd say a mile and a quarter. A mile and a half walk.
Yeah. It's not bad. It's just I'm not used to walking that far. I mean, I'm used to walking at work, but that's different. And, you know, I don't go uphill and extreme uphill and downhill.
It's not that extreme. We didn't go up Stonehill.
It's true.
On Golden Lantern, it's a little more spread out.
Yeah.
I will talk about Stonehill later. For now, we're on the farmer's market. And
I'm used to something kind of like that, only on a bigger scale. But I like this one. It's more manageable than say Monday.
I was going to say, are you talking about First Monday?
Yeah.
That's not a farmer's market.
I know, but I'm just saying it's kind of like that.
Kind of. Okay.
It's a bunch of people, a bunch of vendors in one area selling their wares, which is basically the same thing.
But it's not the same thing because this had like small beach town charm.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was a lot more manageable. It was easier to go through and the people were nicer.
There were really only a handful of actual farmers at the farmer's market.
We did get stuff.
Indeed.
We got peaches.
And grapes.
Yeah.
Damn good grapes.
The peaches were good.
I haven't tried the peaches yet.
I tried the samples. So that's why I got them. Oh, okay. I'll go for this.
No, and then, let's see.
Bread. We got nana bread.
Would you say it was farmers only?
No, we got pumpkin bread. Farmers only, what, like that website?
What website?
Farmersonly.com or something. It's one of those dating websites for farmers.
Did you hear about this on Zeros and Heroes?
No. I used to see commercials for it. Goofy-ass commercials for it.
Okay.
They did mention it on Zeros and Heroes.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it sounds like something that they would have talked about.
I'm sure they probably did, but I've seen commercials for it.
I love their idea for Scat Chat.
What?
It's like Snapchat, but for
wait, what did you call it?
Scat Chat.
Oh, Scat Chat. I started.
Yeah, it's like Snapchat, but what do you think I said?
Never mind. I'm not gonna say it.
Say it.
Snatch Chat.
Okay. You thought I said Snatch Chat.
Yes.
Nice. No, Scat Chat. It was the turd based social network that they came up with.
So they just share pictures of poo?
Pretty much, yes. I thought it was a shitty idea.
Nice.
Anywho, so back to the farmer's market. Yeah, there were only a handful of farmers there, but there was some pretty good produce. But oh my god, the tamales. The lady with the tamale stand. Oh my gosh, those were so good.
Maybe
you didn't get to
week.
Try them, did you?
No.
A little skittish?
Sure. Yeah.
She's got so many different kinds of tamales, so it's more than just beef, pork, and chicken. You know, she had like four different meat varieties, four different,
I wouldn't have minded, but it was a long walk back and I wouldn't trust my stomach to, if it didn't react well.
Got it.
So, yeah. But otherwise, I probably would have tried them.
You feel a little safer about the walk now?
Yeah. But, yeah, it's just, some foods just don't react well anymore.
Well, we can get the frozen ones.
But they had frozen ones?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
She only had, the warm ones were only the standard, beef, pork, chicken, vegetable.
Oh. I don't know.
She had like 16 different kinds of tamales
wow.
that you can get.
Okay. I didn't know that.
In the frozen packs. So
I was dealing with someone at the next door. I mean, the next vendor.
Oh, the hummus place?
Yeah.
You end up getting any of that?
Yeah. Clamata and something.
Okay. Well, that one's all on you because I checked their ingredients. It's made with olive oil.
Yeah.
So
you can't have that.
No, I cannot.
I don't want to kill the seeds.
It won't kill me. It'll just hurt like hell.
So it'd be like me drinking a bunch of milk?
Probably. Yeah, probably.
You.
I did find a nice local coffee roaster, though. So ended up buying some of the beans from her. And I look forward to trying that in the morning because when it comes to coffee, I am
coffee
the
snap.
Most. Yeah, I.
You're particular about your coffee.
The only way that I can get more douchebaggery out of my coffee routine would be if I actually roasted the beans myself.
And grew them yourself.
Oh, no, we don't.
You wouldn't grow your own if you could?
I don't think that we're in the right climate for... I mean, we would have to go to a more tropical climate.
I could just see you out there with a mule next to Juan Valdez picking coffee beans in the mornings.
You know, I know we watched an 80s movie tonight, yes. But did you have to go Juan Valdez?
You remember those commercials?
Wasn't that a U-Ban? Or which one was Juan Valdez?
I don't remember. Just talking about the coffees and him walking through the
I just remember the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Oh, well, that's totally different. This was just about the coffee beans itself. It was no particular brand.
But I think Juan Valdez was an actual... he was tied to an actual brand. I don't think it was like the Coffee Growers Association of America.
I don't remember. I just remember him walking around with the mule, picking beans and showing up.
Marianne says Juan Valdez was Juan Valdez coffee.
You go one.
Or two. all right. One of the things I was most excited about at the farmer's market was one of my coworkers gets this body butter there. And the stuff is great. She actually picked some up for me a couple months ago, and I've been using it. Marianne says, that's dose to you. Very nice, very nice. But I met the lady that makes the body butter that I've been absolutely loving for the last couple of months, and she's actually got a new fragrance to go along with it, and it smells exactly like Midnight Bliss, which is a...
I was wondering if you're going to remember that.
Yeah.
So I had it in my mind just in case.
When she handed me the body butter, I smelled it, and it reminded me of a Victoria's Secret scent that I used to wear for years, and they discontinued it. And so I, at the time, very reluctantly switched over to Love Spell, and I absolutely adore Love Spell, but it's no Midnight Bliss. But when I smelled this body butter, it was just, oh my gosh, this reminds me of my favorite Victoria's Secret body splash. You know, it was called they discontinued it. It was called, oh my gosh, it's been so long I can't remember. No, curse you, bad memory. And then while we were walking home, it hit me out of the blue, like, oh, it was Midnight Bliss.
I don't even think we were half a mile away. It's probably a quarter of a mile away, and you just blurted it out of nowhere. Midnight Bliss! What the f...
It was my favorite scent. And now I'm excited to say that I have some body butter and a body splash. It smells a lot like... Well, frankly, it smells like what I was wearing in my early 20s. So... It's been more than 10 years. Actually, no, it hasn't been more than 10 years. It's probably been like 7 or 8 or something. I don't know. It's been a few years since they discontinued it. See, that's better. Now, all right.
What?
Well, suddenly we lost 10 additional listeners. I was wondering how the hell we got so popular.
Oh, that's weird. Okay.
Yeah. All right. The numbers fell back down to normal. I don't even like looking at numbers. I like seeing who's there for chat. Just don't tell me how many people are listening. It's more important the people who are interacting live. It's nice knowing that there's more people than there are in the chat. but the I don't know. I love that we have the chat, and as you know, Marianne's saying, I'm here, pick me. You know, I just there's something awesome about knowing what's going on during the show as we're doing it. I don't know. I love it. You know what I would love even more is if our fracking internet connection would come back. But, oh well. What?
I didn't know you had a Ghostbuster picture on your screensaver.
Oh, you haven't seen that Ghostbusters picture?
I've seen it. I just didn't know you added it.
Oh, yeah. I love that one.
It's kind of neat.
Yeah. Kate McKinnon is by far my favorite.
I don't know who that one is.
She's the blonde.
Oh, okay.
You know,
she was the one on the end.
It would be our right.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway. Actually, it would be on their right as well, from their perspective. They're no, left. No, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't. Left. I think that chocolate's about to kick in.
So back to the farmer's market. So besides like vegetables and stuff, you know, vegetables and fruits, they had the breads.
Yeah, the breads. Yeah, we got some of the breads and the cookies. Yeah. Same vendor.
These people were just nice. I liked them.
Yeah.
There was a place that had kettle corn. I thought about that for tonight, but maybe next week.
Wait. Oh, yes. Yes, Marianne, I had some chocolate. It would not be chocolate that you would particularly enjoy, though. In fact, I may get a little loopy in the middle of the show.
We did get those things called chocolate clams. Some kind of cookies that had like a filling in them.
It's a cream filling, yeah. And then they're dipped in chocolate.
Yeah.
And I had one before the show and it was quite good.
That's good.
Yeah,
I'm still not sold on the filling part. If it's like Oreos, I don't like Oreos.
It's not like Oreos.
Okay.
It's like a sweet butter cream.
Oh, okay.
It's good. It's quite yummy. You should try one. Like, get up and try one right now.
Nah.
No?
No, not right now.
Okay, fine.
Maybe later. I'm just not in the mood for sweet right now.
Okay. So you're in the midder? In the midder?
Midder?
You're in the midder?
I'm in the midder.
You're in the midder for some bood? I don't know. You're in the mood for some bitter?
Yeah.
Bitter. Okay.
Okay. That was the bitter I just had.
Wait, you're drinking bitter beer?
Yeah.
Why?
It's hoppy. It's very hoppy.
Well, you're very hoppy.
I'm kind of hoppy right now.
Let's see, what else did we find over at the farmer's market? Oh, the picnic basket lady.
Oh, with the napkins and the
she wasn't the picnic basket lady, but she actually made a series of placemats and they were really neat because they were perfect for picnic baskets. You could roll them up and then they came with a little wooden cutlery to go along with it. Yeah, so
it was kind of like a long rectangular napkin, except on
like a placemat.
Yeah.
It was like a placemat, but it had slots for holding the different cutlery. And then you could roll it up and
toss it into a picnic basket.
So
they also had this thing that was for like pencils or brushes or something. And if there would have been a different pattern or one that I would have liked, I probably would have gotten one of those.
You should have told her like what kind of pattern you want. She'd probably make one custom for you.
She'll be there next week.
Yeah. Yeah, she will. I want to get that Planets one. I want to tell her like I want a set of this one.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was looking for in that. Like Planets or something. And yeah, you know, they had a purple one that was cool, but I just didn't like the little button that you use to keep it closed. Otherwise, I thought it was pretty cool.
I'm sure she would be happy to make a custom one for you. She does have an Etsy shop and the whole nine yards. You know, this is her livelihood. Yeah. This is what she does.
They were cool.
Yeah. But she made the most beautiful Snow White one. And I had to get it for my sister. My sister is a huge, huge Snow White fan. Yeah. It just hit me. Hey, wait, her birthday is a month away. So if I hold out on giving it to her,
yeah,
that could just be part of her birthday present.
There you go.
Yeah, I like that. I like
get
that
one with ponies on it.
Yeah, there was one with ponies.
I'm not a brony.
Okay.
I just want to put that out there.
Alrighty. Why would...
I don't know.
Why do you feel that, you know... you sensitive, bro?
No.
You sure?
Yeah. Well, all these years I was, you know, had people ask me if I was like a furry or something because of the cat thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. I mean, I get it with them, but I get that whole thing, but no, I'm not.
What, you don't want ears and a tail?
Well, you know, maybe. For special occasions, I guess, but...
See, she's the one on our right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's Kate McKinnon.
Oh, all right.
She was, I think she's currently on SNL. But I know her from the Big Gay Sketch Show.
Oh.
She's hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. She was always my favorite one on that show. And I'm glad to see her go on to bigger and better things.
Ghostbusters?
She went from a sketch comedy show on,
well, I guess she's, you know, on SNL.
On,
I mean,
MTV's idea of the gay channel.
What?
Logo.
Oh, yeah.
It's an MTV property.
Oh, I didn't know it was MTV. Yep. Yeah, I tried to watch that channel every once in a while, but it just always seemed like it was RuPaul. Just different RuPaul shows, and I was like, yeah.
One of the sketches that they did on there was kind of a They were mocking Tyra Banks and America's Next Top Model, but the
wait, didn't you show me that one?
The lady who did the Tyra Banks, like she went way more RuPaul-ish. It was pretty funny. What? Okay, I know you just saw something in the chat, but I don't understand what you're laughing at. So, okay, I think Marianne, you just killed the cat, but
Diana. Sorry.
Diana got duck eggs at the market, at the farmer's market today.
Yeah, keep breathing.
Last night. Okay. There were quail eggs at my farmer's market today. I didn't get any though. Okay. I don't get it. What the hell?
She had a typo.
Okay, that didn't show up on here. Sorry, Diana. We're gonna read it, Kitty. That one did. See, I think she deleted it. Okay. See, look, it's not on here. That's fine. No, it's legitimately not in my Mixler chat. I think she may have deleted it.
Oh, okay.
But.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, thanks, autocorrect.
Go ahead and read it. It's an audio only program, and you know, people are, you know,
dick eggs are rich and creamy. Sorry, Diane.
Oh, that's a great autocorrect. Well, that's weird. I wonder why it doesn't show up on my screen, but
maybe it deleted itself. I don't know.
I have no idea. No idea whatsoever.
But are we shit like that? Sorry.
All right. Do we have anything else for the farmer's market?
It's just they had a lot of different cool things. Yeah. You were looking at like people's jewelry that they had done.
Yeah.
The coffee. The lady with the almond milk.
Almond milk. Yeah. Yeah, the raw almond milk was pretty good. I mean, I'd love to.
Almond milk was very good. I didn't try the sweetened. Yeah, just not in the
It was sweetened with honey, and like you can kind of tell, and the raw almond milk just tasted better.
Yeah, it tasted really fresh to me. You know, I'm not a big milk drinker.
Almond milk is not milk. I mean, you can use it as a substitute, but they don't taste the same.
It's nut milk.
Yeah. I did just introduce my coworkers to what was it? Netheads 113? Where really? Will talks about milking. No, it was 114. It was Netheads 114, where Will discusses milking his nutsack. That one made me laugh so much I damn near crashed my car, and it was the second Netheads I listened to. I had just started listening, and I had 113 downloaded, but actually 114 was the first one I had listened to because I played them out of order, and I was driving home from work when I listened to it, or when I was finishing it up, and I was over by one of the Chipotles that I used to go to, and I damn near crashed my car just because I was laughing so much at the end of episode 114 when Will was talking about milking his nutsack.
I need to go back and listen to that one.
It's just it's classic Netheads. I mean, it's totally clean, but it sounds so dirty. Yeah, so the almond milk was good, but I'm going to stick with
Silk.
With that. Yeah. I mean, I liked it better than, you know, I like that better than the raw almond milk. It was good, but what I can't wait to try is the turmeric one.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That just sounded good. It's like a spiced almond milk, and that would be that might make that one cereal taste better.
You don't like the cereal?
No. Remember the one that I got when I couldn't find the cinnamon one that I usually get?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What is that? What you've been picking that up so much recently?
Crumble?
Yeah, it's the Kashi cinnamon crumble. It's pretty good. But I got just the plain Kashi. Like the high fiber one.
Yeah.
And oh, it tastes like a high fiber cereal. So maybe that turmeric almond milk would make that high fiber one taste better. Bless you.
Sorry. I didn't have the mixer over to mute myself.
Yeah.
I was going to motion to you, but it was too late.
It was, yeah. All right.
So that's basically it. We went exploring. We went there, and then we got back here and did a few things. And
I was super concerned that I was getting sunburn, even though I had sunblock on. But that didn't stop our walking about today. No, it did not. And that's when I actually did get sunburned.
Yeah, I did start to notice you getting red.
And by the time that we got to Bed Bath and Beyond,
yeah, it was pretty apparent.
And I had actually been running around doing stuff outside in the complex before that. I made the mistake of not reapplying sunblock. So I'm a little red right now. But God, my legs are so angry.
Whoa.
Look at that. Yeah. I've got, I use an epilator. And for those of you who may not know, an epilator is basically automatic tweezers. It's a little cylinder with little tweezer ends on it, and as it rotates, they open and close, and they basically just grab all the hair and rip
it the hell out.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's automated tweezers. Tweezers. Yeah, that's yeah. New from the Twizzlers company. It's what happens to Twizzlers when they dry out. They get so hard that you can pluck hairs with them. in fact, that's the new waxing. You layer Twizzlers on your legs, and then you go and lay out in the sun, and then you let it get melty and everything, and then you go back inside, and then it cools and hardens, and then you rip all the hair off, and then you eat the Twizzlers.
It's California. Complete
with your leg hair on it.
Ew.
Because, you know, I mean, there are a lot of good nutrients in hair, you know.
I was almost sold on it.
Oh, happy birthday, Diana.
What?
She says happy birthday to me. Happy birthday. And happy new year.
Happy birthday.
Oh, crap. I can't believe we didn't do... Like, we should have... It's too late now, but we were joking about what we should just walk around, you know, at random points in July and be like, Happy New Year!
Well, we can do that for August, I guess.
Yeah, I know. But we very specifically, we very, very specifically talked about doing it in... when we came up with the gag in January of like people just walking around in your store in February,
and we're like saying New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah,
it still weirds me out. I don't.
Well, but that was at the end of it was towards the end of January, and we had talked about it being like it would have been weird if it had been in February, but. Any time in January is excusable. And then we joked about actually walking around and saying that to people in July. And how many people did you say Happy New Year to? Just completely and totally randomly.
Yeah, I forgot.
I completely forgot about it too until now. And now it's too late because today is Saturday, August 1st, 2015. And I am Miranda Janelle. Oh, wait, no, we already restarted the show once. We're not going to do that over. No, we're not. Anywho, got sunburned, angry legs. Don't know why I brought up the angry legs, but between the epilator and being exposed to the sun, I got some funky looking legs right now. No, they're just red. Very, very, very red, especially at the pores. I don't know why. Kitty, stop me. I'm talking about my legs. What the hell? This isn't funny.
It was a good day.
It was a very good day. Yeah.
Got to explore, got to see a lot of sun. I don't do that a lot because I work overnight.
Ooh, the teas. We tried the teas over at Pete's.
Oh, yeah.
I got the herbal pomegranate.
And blueberry,
yeah.
Yeah. I got the same thing, but apparently you got the last of it and they had to brew some more, so I just went ahead with the mojito green tea.
Mm-hmm.
And it had, it was supposed to have mint and kind of like a limeade in it, but I didn't taste a whole lot of mint. But it was good. I went ahead and told them, well, if you've got that ready, I'll go ahead and try that because that was my original choice. But, whatever.
Indeed.
I liked it.
I really enjoyed mine. And I'd like to go back and try the other two at some point.
Yeah, it just needs more of a minty taste to it. Like a mojito is supposed to.
Okay.
But otherwise, I was good with it.
Awesome.
Then we went to Trader Joe's.
Yes.
I've never really been in a whole lot of those. Once or twice we went when we were in the other castle.
Well, I had a big problem as soon as we got into Trader Joe's. Something you don't want to have happen in a grocery store happened.
Oh, yeah. You hadn't eaten.
Yeah. And I got really, really hungry. And I decided I don't want to end up buying this entire store. We need to go somewhere now.
So we basically did.
Yeah. Yeah,
we didn't get anything in there, did we?
No. No, we didn't.
I looked around, but that was it.
Yeah. It was nice. Well, we had a very nice day out and about.
Yeah. And ended up going to Chipotle.
They could just assume that. Come on.
Yeah.
They know that we're super close to a Chipotle. We covered that last week. And we had Chipotle before the show last week, too. Oh my God, that pizza last night.
Yeah?
You don't remember it, do you?
I remember.
You don't remember how good that pizza is.
No, not really.
Or was.
I guess it was good.
Oh my God. It was more or less a basic Z pizza, or if you're up in Canada, Z pizza.
I like that better.
That's what Jim called it because I sent the tweet.
Okay.
Yeah, I called into Jim's show last night, and because he had suggested that it was pizza and beer night, I had more than my fair share of that pizza. I could not stop eating it because it was the regular crust. Had mozzarella, you know, because they give you the option of having like three different crusts. It's original, wheat, and gluten-free, I think. And then you've got your choice of sauces, you know, so you've got your standard tomato, you've got your, you know, they had a pesto, they had a Thai peanut sauce. You know, they've got just multiple types of sauces, and one of them is a roasted garlic sauce. And so we ended up having, we did the build your own with the regular crust, the roasted garlic sauce, mozzarella, pepperoni, and sausage. And oh my gosh, I cannot get enough of that roasted garlic sauce.
I'll have to try it sometime.
You had a slice.
And remember it.
Yeah, exactly. We don't know how many. I may have eaten seven slices of pizza last night because we don't know how many the cat had.
Yeah. Well, I was kind of worried about it when I woke up and I saw it in the kitchen, the box.
Okay.
I didn't do that, did I? Come on. To be fair, I was up all day yesterday.
Okay.
And I was kind of drinking some, so.
Yeah. And
a lot.
Yeah, by the let's talk. All right, let's so talk. Let's talk about my way home.
Yeah,
you know, in the morning you dropped me off at work. You know, so that I can bring my bike home.
Yeah,
and that was quite the trip. I didn't think it through well enough. I had my hoodie. I had it. Hey, you put that down.
I'm interacting. I'm listening.
I know. I did not plan this out very well because I knew I was going to be riding my backpack.
Backpack.
I'm staring at my backpack right now, and apparently I got confused. I knew I was going to be riding my bike home, and holy shit, it's kicking in.
So you rode your bike home.
I'm about to get goofy.
About to?
Well, it was an edible. We're going to have a Margot Kidder moment. I haven't had this since then. I know how powerful they are. Anywho, I really did not plan this out very well. I knew I was going to be riding my bike home. And yet I still brought my hoodie and my purse into the office when I really should have just taken my keys and my little clutch. That's all I really needed out of my purse. And I didn't need to take my hoodie in because I have an office hoodie just in case I forget my hoodie.
I like that. I have an office hoodie.
I do. There's a hoodie in my office. It's draped over the back of my chair, and it's always there in case I need it or in case one of the other girls in the office gets cold.
I know. I've seen it. It's your emergency hoodie, but it's just funny that you have an emergency hoodie. And you call it the office hoodie.
That's exactly what it is. It was bought with the express intent of being an office hoodie to replace the other office hoodie that I always ended up taking home and wearing, like, all the time, and then put a hole in it. And I kind of ended up doing the exact same thing to my office hoodie. But when I got my Dodgers hoodie, which is now my daily wear, my office hoodie became its true intent to be an office hoodie, even though it's thinner than my Dodgers hoodie. So half the time I end up just bringing in my Dodgers hoodie anyway. I hate air conditioning. I don't know what it is. I don't like being comfortable.
What?
I don't know.
I just wanted to make sure I heard you right. You said you don't like being comfortable. Okay.
Well, that must be what it is, right? I mean, I just, air conditioning,
you,
I don't
like heat.
Like it. Yeah, I like heat. It wasn't even hot today, but today was perfect. Today was absolutely perfect. Oh my God, it was such a beautiful freaking day, but I'm talking about yesterday. Okay, how do we talk about the farmer's market for all that time and not talk about how beautiful the day was? I mean, just the perfect blue sky, light clouds, you know, we got to look out over the ocean on the walk. I mean, we left out important details here.
Yeah.
Like how freaking awesome the city of Dana Point is.
It is pretty awesome. I do like the views. Like you said, we were at the top of a hill and we could look down and see the, you know, part of the city and then see the ocean.
And then as we got closer to the beach, you know, we got lower on the hill, but then we started seeing even more, because, well, there weren't any further obstructions, you know, so we could see more of the beach. We could see, you know, like we could see, I think that's Doheny right there. Yeah. 'Cause it was out to the left. So that would have been Doheny. And then, Monarch would be on the other side of the harbor, but
okay,
yeah, anywho,
but you were talking about your ride home.
Yeah, I didn't plan it very well, so I had a bunch of extra stuff, so it's kind of difficult to juggle my purse and my backpack. You know, the hoodie went in my backpack, but it was still needless extra. Anywho,
the ride was
the
fine
first
until you got to the
3 miles of the ride, or 3 miles, 3.5 miles. That was fine. That was along a trail, and I was really excited to ride that trail because I was really, really hoping it would be, you know, like nice and beautiful and everything. But because of the drought, everything is dead.
Everything was just brown.
Yeah, it was just. Yeah, I mean, there's a nice little park out to the right, you know, about 2 miles away from my office along the trail. Other than that, it's mostly dead. There's no water in San Juan Creek right now. There was a little bit in Tribuco. I think that was Tribuco Creek. I think that's what the sign said.
It's very cruel that it's next to an ocean.
Yeah.
Everything is dry.
Well, that's life out here.
Yeah.
You know? But, anywho, so all of that was great. It was a little difficult managing the purse and the backpack and everything, beside that, it was all fine. It was a nice, you know, it wasn't that hard of a ride until I got to Stonehill. Holy hell. It's only 325 feet up. I think that, no, it was 300, I think I said 343 feet. Anywho, it was less than 350 feet up, but it's such a short area that the incline, it completely killed my legs. I lost all strength in my legs. I got to a point where I could not pedal anymore. it's too short of a distance to be, you know, like, that's got to be more than a 7% grade.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, you know.
Some people would just get off the bike and walk.
That's what I had to do. And that was tough because then, you know, I've got the backpack. You know, I've got the purse. Now I'm trying to freaking juggle a bike and pushing it up this hill when I've already killed all the strength in my legs. You know, I just at one point I had to just stop. Hold my bike to keep it from rolling back down the hill. And even that got hard after a while.
Even
just because I was trying. You're going to get freaking punched. Anywho. Yeah. I'm going to have to get a lot stronger to handle that hill. And I'm going to have to plan these rides better.
I don't think I see too many people on bikes on that hill. Because I will take that every once in a while to go to work. And
yeah, I'm going to try just going straight up Golden Lantern.
That's what I do because I even notice with the car it kind of groans when it wants to go up that hill, and I thought it was just the car, but it's other cars too. So I was glad whenever I was driving it the other day, I heard another car going. I was like, okay, it's not just me then.
Yeah, and yeah, I wouldn't notice that because my car handles hills like they're, you know, just cake.
Well, my car's not used to hills. We don't have a lot of hills out there in Texas.
Well, the only reason why mine handles them so well is because it's a diesel. And it's just like, it doesn't even notice. So, you know, I go up that hill at 2,200 RPM.
Well, there was another hill close to San Clemente that when I was taking the bus, even the bus had problems with those hills. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Welcome to coastal California.
It's cool.
Indeed.
You have to walk them every day. I guess I would get used to it, but that's a bitch.
Well, I'm certainly going to be riding my bike a lot more around here and getting used to these hills. I think I could handle Golden Lantern, you know, because yes, you do have the same elevation, but it's spread out. Yeah. Into, you know, like multiple levels.
Well, going to work and coming home, I usually take that because, you know, I was following, you know, the GPS on my phone and it was telling me to go down that hill and back up it. And I finally figured out that I could just go down Golden Lantern. That's it, right?
Yeah.
Go all the way down there. And
actually, riding into work, that hill would scare the crap out of me going down.
It scared the crap out of me driving it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna ride down that hill. Hell no.
Yeah.
See, and it's only like a mile and a half out of the way to just go to the beach. You know, to get on Golden Lantern and just take Golden Lantern all the way down to the beach.
Yeah.
You know. That's just going to be such a better ride. Yeah, scenery wise, it'll be a mile and a half longer. But
yeah, up that hill, there's anything there.
I can cut another like mile and something out of the ride,
you'd be less worry.
I can't remember the other street, but I don't like that hill either. You know, I used to take that hill going to the Chipotle at lunch at work.
Oh.
I've hated that hill for a long time. Yeah, so no, I'm not riding my bike up that one.
Well, I'm going to have to get used to it too because I did get a bike this week.
Yeah, you did.
But I forgot to get a helmet.
Yeah, we'll get you one tomorrow.
My last day of work, I was going to get one, and I looked at it at lunchtime, and I just didn't get it. That or a bike lock. But I think I'm just going to get a chain for that. Just a bigger chain, you know, for the big thick links.
Like in Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
No, that's just a regular chain. Like in, what was that movie we watched with Joseph Gordon-Levitt? Well, he was the bike messenger. They were carrying those big chains for their bike locks. I was like, well, that's a good idea. Because like with a regular chain, someone with bolt cutters could just, you know, snap through it and be gone. And those are big chains. So I was like, well, that seems like a good idea. I mean, it could still kind of cut through the lock unless you get a big lock. I don't know. It just doesn't seem like people would, I guess they would steal them anywhere, a bike.
Yeah, they would, but
yeah, I'm going to try to. It's been a while since I've ridden a bike, but I've wanted to since I've been out here. Just to have a bike to kind of cruise around the neighborhood, look around, check things out. So, yeah, that's a big step. For me, anyway, because I don't do anything like that. I mean, if I got a bike back home, you know how far the closest town was or civilization. At least 2 or 3 miles.
It would be a good ride.
Yeah, the town was like 7 miles away. So you're like, oh, screw that. Just drive. But I don't like driving. I just don't like driving around here. I mean, I will to go to work because I have to, because it's a lot further than it used to be. But otherwise, I really don't like driving anymore.
I don't like driving at all. Never really have.
Yeah. Just, I don't know.
Jessica's saying, I don't think anyone walks that hill but you. Yeah, even walking up it was exhausting. And oh my God, I was not wearing the right... I had the right shirt for what I was attempting yesterday. It was a very, very thin red shirt.
Oh, it was your...
It was my Dungeons & Dragons shirt. Yeah. Which...
It's not supposed to be that dark red, is it? Oh, that was sweat.
Yeah. Thanks, Kitty. Yes, I was completely covered in sweat by the time I got home.
It's okay.
And water. The khaki pants I was wearing, I'm never wearing those on days I'm biking again. They are
not good for biking.
Not good for biking. They can get a bit clingy. Anyway, oh God, why the hell, why are we even talking about this? Anywho, I finally make it home. I'm completely exhausted, and as Kitty pointed out, drenched in sweat. And there he is sitting on the patio. He's got, you know, a couple of beers, and he's got some water sitting out for me. I thought that was really sweet.
Must hydrate, Jeeves.
Yeah. Yeah, but oh my God, you were on my freaking, like, I couldn't even put down my backpack and you're like, drink up, Siebs. You need to hydrate, Siebs. Gotta hydrate, Siebs. Siebs, you gotta hydrate. Gotta drink, Siebs. Drink, Siebs.
Drink, Siebs. Drink water. You drink it now.
God, can I just put down my backpack first? Like, seriously, I'm dying over here. My legs were freaking jelly.
Dave said you were fine.
Yeah, well, yeah, I had to calm down. I had to run upstairs and change, and I barely even made it up the stairs. My poor legs.
You just collapsed on the stairs and just kind of rolled down them like the old cartoons where they just kind of go...
No, I had to get back up, you know, first, because I had... Oh, my God, I had to change. I could not be wearing pants anymore. I needed to put on a skirt. Oh, all right. We have gone. Oh, anyway, I come home and he's got the water and the couple of beers, but it turns out he had a lot more than a couple of beers.
Yeah.
While I was out getting the pizza, you know, I walked over to the Z Pizza or Z Pizza if you're in Canada, and. Before I left, Kitty tells me, I'm drunk, Siebs. really drunk. And I'm going to do something stupid.
I'm a man of my word.
Are you going to play with power tools? Because I don't advise that.
I wasn't going to do anything that stupid.
But he says, I'm going to do something stupid, Steves. And then he runs into the bathroom and locks himself in the bathroom. You don't even remember doing that, do you?
That one I don't.
And so I'm listening to Alex Bennett's ramble yesterday as I'm walking over to Z Pizza, and very surprised that I was actually able to walk again after that. Now that I think about it, what the hell was I on yesterday that gave me the ability to walk down that way and not collapse?
No clue.
Okay, apparently I recover quickly. Yeah. Anywho,
mutant healing factor?
I don't know. But I'm listening to Alex Bennett's ramble, and Alex opens up the Skype lines, and Phil calls up, but Phil's got his cop buddy Dave. And then Kitty calls up, and Kitty's had a few to drink. I don't even know what the hell was going on last night. Just remember thinking, oh my God, he is so hammered, and there's a cop on the other line, and he's like, I hate you. I hate you. What are you going to do? I hate you. You know, and like he's setting up a scenario for like a belligerent person approaching a cop, but he just kept screaming like, I hate you. I hate you. What are you going to do? No, I don't hate you. I hate you. I'm hearing all of this and I'm over there thinking like, okay, I got like a 10-15 minute walk to get home here.
I just see Steve's running down the street with a pizza.
No, instead I laughed hysterically and walked over to the pizza and got a chai iced latte.
Oh, you just took your time after that?
Pretty much. I mean, it's like,
there's no power tools involved, so it'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, no offense, you already made an ass of yourself. Yeah. It wasn't gonna hurt, like, you know, like 4 minutes more. At least I can have a nice tasty beverage. Oh, so that was the fun.
I did have pants
yesterday,
Marianne, so
nice.
That's good. Wait, I did have pants, right? No, I'm just kidding. I remember that. I did, right?
Yes, you did. However, we will not talk about the last time that I got drunk.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
those memory files were deleted.
Good.
As the pictures weren't, but the memory files were deleted.
What? Oh, God. No, but I do remember there being Skype video with Raphael.
He agreed never to talk about that.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Okay, good.
So I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what I'm talking about either. You know what we should be talking about?
Flick pit.
Yeah.
Hey, Kitty, did you fill out show notes?
Yes. Yes,
you did.
While you were setting everything up and messing with the audio system, I was doing the notes.
Well, yeah, I was trying to set up the audio system. Well, we tried to set up the TV tonight, but since we weren't going to mount it on the wall, at least not yet, not initially, tried to set up the base for it.
It's
and
all about the base.
And we discovered there are 8 missing screws, and I could not figure out why.
You shut down. It's kind of weird when that happens. When there's something that is not working and you don't get it, you shut down for a minute.
What do you mean?
You just kind of, you pause, so I guess you're going through maybe you're trying to think of where something is or how to do something, and you just kind of just pause for a minute. So I guess you're thinking about, you know, where is this? Where could it be? How do I do this? What's going on?
Yeah.
It's just kind of a neat thing to see. I mean, I do the same thing. I will just shut down and just cut everything out just so I can know where something is, or, you know, do the same thing, figure out.
Yeah, that's you're probably seeing moments of intense concentration.
Yeah.
I don't know, but you said it's weird.
Well, it's
why is that? Was it weird? Like people,
it's a good weird.
People do that.
I know. It's okay. Just, it's fun to see.
Okay.
Like I said, I do it too. I will just. I think you've seen it a couple of times, and I will answer you like half an hour later with a question you asked me.
Yeah.
Just out of the blue. Yes, I. 15. What? That was half an hour ago. Yeah, whatever. I was busy.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Anywho.
So we didn't get the TV set up?
No. No, we didn't. So we pulled the one that, you know, the, what used to be the old living room TV that I've had now in my bedroom for a while. We went up and got the box and pulled that TV out instead. And I ultimately did end up figuring out what happened to those 8 missing screws. Because they just weren't anywhere that they were supposed to. You know, I mean, they should have been in a Ziploc bag in the box, clearly marked TV mount screws.
Yeah, you keep all of that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, well, yeah, I've still got, like, my Mac. I've still got all of the little, I think there's a plastic bag in there. I don't think there is. But there's a, you know, the little, what is it, the styrofoamy kind of bag that you put over the Mac. Yeah, I've still got all that. I mean, I'm sure I've still got DVD player boxes back home.
I know for a fact that I have DVD player boxes and Blu-ray boxes because all of the electronics are in their actual respective boxes.
Yeah. I've got a monitor that I brought with me out here that was, yeah, I packed away back into the original box with all of the stuff. So,
yeah. Anywho, we're running long. I did end up figuring out what happened to those 8 missing screws. It came to me about an hour later. And I know exactly where they're at. They're on my parents' TV, which is the exact same TV, but a different size. But the support bases were the exact same, and they misplaced their screws during a move, and so that I gave them the screws to my TV because mine was mounted on the wall.
So you got all of that set up with the other TV, and we finally watched our
Flick Pick. Yeah, we watched our Flick Pick. It was, well, last week, Jessica asked what happened to doing the movie based on the year, since we have a limited time to finish that up, and we're actually, you know, in a time frame where both of us were alive.
Yeah.
And could choose movies from that time. Jessica asked about it. She's keeping us honest. And it was something that we wanted to go back to. And so we went with the 1983 flick, Mr. Mom.
Michael Keaton comedy.
Indeed.
Funny Keaton.
Michael Keaton, Terry Garr, and Martin Mull. Yeah, we had a funny conversation before watching it about Martin Mull.
Yeah, that was another thing that just came up out of the blue.
I think I scared you a little on that one.
Well, I didn't know where the hell it came from. I mean, you know, we're working on getting things set up, and you just all of a sudden just blurted it out. And I'm like, what?
What did I blurt out? We haven't even said that yet.
I think you asked me, was Martin Mull gay? And I don't know. I said,
is Martin Mull gay, or was that only on Roseanne?
Yeah. I just didn't know. I didn't have an answer right away because I wasn't expecting it.
Oh, because this was the first thing I ever saw him in. And so when I think of Martin Mull, I think of Mr. Mom.
Okay.
And then Roseanne comes to mind. And then various other things eventually trickle in. But it's mainly Mr. Mom and Roseanne. But always Mr. Mom first.
Well,
but it made me think about the character he played. And
well, I didn't know it, and so I never thought about it. I had to look it up then.
Yeah, and
he's married and has
he's
a kid.
Not. Yeah. But yeah, well, married and has a kid doesn't mean not gay.
That's true. Definitely know that.
But
they still seem to be together, so I'm pretty sure it's...
We're pretty sure he's straight.
Yeah. I mean, so. I guess if I ever see him on the street, I won't ask for an autograph. Right? He's straight.
You on the down low?
Can I have an autograph?
Like, I didn't tell you what I wanted you to autograph.
Whoa. Zip. He's kind of...
He's going to autograph it with his tongue. Oh.
What? Whoa. It went there.
Sorry.
Wasn't even thinking, but now I am, and I hope I never meet the guy. Because I'll just start laughing. What are you laughing at? Something Siebes said. What?
Siebes, the hell is Siebes?
And he'll just kind of walk away.
Nice, very nice. Oh, wow. Marianne says this would be a 3. Oh, my podcast.
So I did like this movie. This was when Michael Keaton was really funny, when he did all the comedies back in the 80s.
This was BB.
Yeah, before Bats.
Yep.
I liked him in these movies. He was funny, and like I was talking to you earlier about it, back in the day, Tom Hanks was funny too. He did a whole lot of comedies back then, but he just doesn't do them anymore. And Keaton really doesn't either. He does serious roles. And he says, "I wish they would go back to those days when they were kind of doing the goofy comedies." Because this was what, you had Mr. Mom and a Night Shift was in there and a Gung Ho. And I like those movies, but they got all serious and they're like, we don't do those comedies anymore. Like, what made you so big? And Terry Gordon.
Really?
What? The comedies?
What made you so big?
No. Okay, I get it.
You were just talking about Tom Hanks a few moments before, but I don't know. Michael Keaton has done he's done interesting work over the years. I mean, yeah, he did all of the comedies in the 80s.
Yeah,
and then Batman. Oh, Batman. He's so my Batman still. I thoroughly enjoyed the Christopher Nolan Batman series. Christian Bale. I liked him. Yeah.
I liked him as Batman, but I never bought him as Bruce Wayne. And Keaton could be both.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I liked about Keaton. He could be both Bruce Wayne and Batman. You could tell the difference.
Yeah, Christian Bale didn't do, he didn't do the Playboy Bruce Wayne public persona all that well.
No.
Yeah, although I don't think that he was really set up for that. If you look at the script, there was really only a handful of opportunities for you to see that side of Bruce Wayne, the public persona.
Yeah, they didn't show it too often. Either he was Batman or he was with Alfred, and basically he was Batman then.
Mm-hmm. And to be fair, they didn't really, in 89 Batman, they didn't really highlight Bruce Wayne all that much.
I don't know. There was kind of a lot in there.
Well, there was the party. There was, you know, his times with Vicki Vale.
Yeah.
There really wasn't that. I mean, when Vicki Vale was at the house with him, he was a lot more loose and casual. He wasn't doing the millionaire playboy, you know, public persona. What are you looking at?
Tom Cates. He just said, in defense to Keaton's detractors, he did, in fact, get nuts. He did go crazy there with the Joker.
Yeah, he did.
That was awesome. And he got shot. And I was like, damn. He was getting all crazy with the Joker.
Yeah, very, very, very good.
He got real serious after that, though. I mean, that same year, Get Sober came out, which was really good. I don't know if you've seen that one.
I don't think I have.
I can't remember exactly what he did, executive or some kind of ad guy or something. But I think he was sleeping with the boss's daughter or something. And they were doing, you know, he's real into drinking and drugs. And I think he was doing cocaine with her and she overdosed.
No, that I have not seen that.
But it was just him trying to get out of that. And so he went into rehab and it was his journey through rehab. And it's a really good movie. We'll have to watch that one eventually. But then he did Pacific Heights, where he was kind of with Matthew Modine and, oh, good grief, I can't remember the girl. I don't know. I think everyone forgot her anyways. So.
Oh, nice.
But they've got this big house, and they rent out a couple of the, what is it? It's a house, and it has a couple of other houses in it. Or living areas.
Like a duplex?
Yeah, kind of like that. Only it had two other rooms besides, you know, the house. But they rented to one family and they had one free. And he rented one, but he was kind of a psychopath. And he was terrorizing these people. They couldn't kick him out either. Some kind of technicality. They just couldn't kick him out. And so he went all evil and shit on them. Anyway.
Okay, but all right. So, but you were talking about him being, like not doing a lot of comedy, or not doing comedy after a certain point. But let's not forget Multiplicity.
Yeah, it was all right. A lot of people didn't like it, but they would like to forget it. It was pretty good. I did like him doing those different characters. You know, it's still him, but he's just doing these different clones.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was good.
My
and he was in a...
I have one favorite line from that movie, and you've probably heard me throw it around. But I'll hold up my little clutch. I got wallet.
I got wallet, Steve.
I can't remember which number that clone was, but holy crap.
That was three. I got Wally Steve. Killed everybody Steve. He was good in The Other Guys. He was the chief.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the Kenneth Branagh, Much Ado About Nothing. He was in that.
We watched that, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's also been doing voices for Pixar. Yeah. As well. Remember, because he was in Cars. Yeah. He was Chick Hicks.
Yeah. Okay.
And then in Toy Story 3, he was Ken.
Ken. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he still kind of keeps with the comedy, unlike Tom Hanks.
Well, and then, oh my God, Birdman. Yeah.
Yeah, I started to watch that one last night. I really did.
Oh God, I haven't seen that since we initially watched it, but just thinking about that movie and how well it was shot. You know, yeah, just all of those scenes, you know, and Edward Norton and Michael Keaton both just completely crushed it in that movie. You know, especially Michael Keaton. Holy crap. Just some of those scenes where just wondering, like, what the hell am I even watching?
Yeah, some of that I really didn't get, and I'm going to have to go back and watch it just to see what I just couldn't understand at the time. You know, we start not talking about Mr. Mom again.
Yeah, I know.
To the point where we don't talk about the movie we watched at all. Except we mention it, and then that's it.
Yeah, I know. It's bad. It's really bad.
It's become our thing, but still. I mean,
Terry Garr.
Yeah. She's always playing a woman like that. Always kind of flustered about things. And I mean, like in Tootsie, there we go again. Okay. I just mentioned Tootsie and that's it. Watch it. And she's the one who gets it. He loses his job.
Yeah.
And she's the mom. She's, you know, stay at home mom and taking care of the three kids.
And then they make a bet, you know, $1, you know,
to his $100.
Her $1 to his $100. Come on. All right. Seriously. Wait. What?
She didn't have the dollar at the time, remember? She says, I don't want to have a dollar. He's like, I think he actually fronted her the dollar. And she's, you know, I don't have a dollar and I don't want to bet. That's what she said to him.
Yeah.
So I don't even think she had, I mean, I'm sure she had money,
but okay, come on. Her $1 to his $100. That's some freaking social commentary right there, my friend.
Yeah. Well, he was carrying around some bucks. That was a severance pay, though.
I know, but... All right. I think I'm
missing it.
I'm not going to go hyper-feminist.
Yeah, I don't want to get hit.
No, I'm
doing
just...
something I didn't
I'm
do.
I'm just saying that it... That's one of the wonderful things about this movie.
Yeah.
It was challenging gender roles in a comedic way.
Yeah, Mr. Mom.
Yeah, they had their circumstances swap, and she went into the workplace and crushed it there.
Yeah, and he kept getting crushed by being a mom, having to deal with everything from. Taking the kids to school. You're doing it wrong.
Oh my god. Yeah. The Alex kept yelling, "You're doing it wrong."
Yeah, the little kid. I was like, "Hey, it's kid Johnny."
See, he's even still got his hair. Now, the funny thing about that kid, I made you look him up right away because you were on your computer at the time. And I kept saying, He's in Grimm. And you can see it. He's still like he even to this day the
Fred Kohler.
Yeah, he's you can still see a little bit of that kid yet left. He's still kind of got a baby face.
Yeah, the one who played the other one, the Kenny.
Uh-huh.
Looks a little evil.
Yeah, he looks a little scary in that photo.
He doesn't have his whoopee.
Okay, that's one of the things I always loved about this, because until I was like, gosh, I don't even remember how old, I still had, you know, I had a whoopee. I did. I had my baby blanket and I carried it for the longest time. It was a yellow blanket.
Really?
Yeah. Wait, we've talked about this. I told you, like, when it started to get a hole in it, I started wearing my blanket as a cape.
Oh, yeah.
And I would run around.
Well, I'm not going to say anything about that because I've got a towel.
Well, but there's nothing wrong with having a towel. A towel's a practical thing to have.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about Joan.
Angelian. I didn't recognize her as Angelian. I remember Angelian from, what was that show? It's a Living. There are a bunch of women working in this restaurant at the top of a building.
Okay.
It's really fancy. And she was blonde. And she just had a she really looked a little bit different. I think this was a show years later. But she just didn't look the same. So I never knew that that was her until I was looking up the you know, the actors. Oh, damn, it's Angelian? Because even in the picture that they have, she's blonde. And she, I don't know if she had work done or just, she changed over a few years, but I just didn't recognize her. I mean, she looked good. I mean, I'm not
sure. She looked great.
Yeah. There were a couple of scenes where she wasn't wearing too much of stuff.
That was just one of the weird, the with, oh, what's his name? John. No, Jack.
Michael Keaton?
Yeah, no, oh. I was purposely trying to screw up his name.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeff?
Jeff, that's what it was. You'd think I'd be able to remember the name Jeff.
And it was a Jeff calling, no, it wasn't a Jeff calling, it was Ron calling him Jeff. Okay, Martin Mull.
Yeah. We were talking about
Angelian.
About Joan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she tries to make her move on Jack.
Yeah.
You know, and they keep leading it from the moment that we meet Joan. She, you know, her intentions are clear.
In the supermarket.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. She's helping him out there. Gives him her phone number and. He was like, what's this at the bottom? You know, she's like, anytime. I'm like, oh, come on. Throwing yourself at him.
Yeah.
Even one of the ladies that was the neighbor
mm-hmm.
walked past and he's married.
So were we once.
Burn.
No, but when Jack is home watching the soap operas, you know, like he completely gets into the soap operas.
The Young and the Restless. The thing is, I knew those characters. My mom was always used to watch The Young and the Restless, 11 o'clock every day. So I knew Victor. I knew Nikki. Kevin, I don't remember. But yeah, he was getting into that show. What was it? When he first watched it, he was like, people really watch this? And like the next couple of scenes, he was like watching it. And then he was on the phone with the girls. Oh yeah, that's definitely his. That's definitely Kevin's kid.
Victor's what?
It couldn't happen.
But he had a vasectomy. Yeah.
It didn't take. And even the kid, one of the kids was getting into it.
Oh,
it was Alex.
No, Alex and Kenny were both into it. Like they both walked up, but Alex was like, oh, that Kevin, he gets all the girls. Yeah. It was
Jack said that he gets all the girls. And Alex was the one who said, hey, well, he definitely got Nikki.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
I remember watching this movie with my family and always laughing. I was afraid of vacuum cleaners for a while because of this movie.
I don't like washing machines.
Yeah, and washing machines. Oh, and fighting popcorn makers with swords. God, this movie has it all.
It was great to see him out of his element, actually raising the kids and just not knowing what to do. And, you know, Terry Garr seemed to just take to her new job splendidly.
And she quit immediately, you know, when...
Yeah.
When her boss made a move.
Yeah.
You know, good for her.
And I do like when they went to the company picnic and, you know,
oh,
they had
this. I got sidetracked.
What?
Because we were talking about Joan. And then we got onto the soap operas and then the soap opera fantasy. And that's when he finally started working out and everything.
Yeah.
Like that he started dreaming about the soap operas and inventing a fantasy with Joan. And that's when we got to see her scantily clad for the 80s.
Yeah.
Like, were we really still that uptight in the 80s to where that's all that they would show? I mean, it was a family movie, so.
Yeah. And it was kind of a fantasy playing on a soap opera, so yeah, that would make sense.
And but I hey, that outfit would've... was that outfit was great, and she rocked it.
Yeah. I don't think if she would have shown any more, it wouldn't have been a PG movie, so.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm glad
enough.
They didn't just go full nude with it.
It doesn't matter. It was super cute.
Yeah. But yeah, going back to the company picnic, they were having the games, like the Olympics kind of games.
I was distraught after entering, after making my entrance to the industry and finding out that company picnics aren't really a real thing anymore. And there are no company Olympics where you can run a race wearing flippers, and have to go through an obstacle course. That just sounds like fun. Oh, and my very first track meet was a bit of a disaster because I found myself. I was running the hurdles. It was my first event. And I had the song playing in my head.
The Chariots of Fire?
Yeah. I had Chariots of Fire playing in my head. Because of Mr. Mom.
Yeah, it did sound
I didn't
kind
do
of like
so
did.
Well.
Yeah. He did pretty good. Even though people were trying to hold him back. They even told him at the beginning, it doesn't matter what he does to, stretch and work out. He's not going to win. The boss is going to win. It's his picnic, his games. But he was going out there to win.
Yep. Then he threw it at the last second because he loves his wife.
Yeah, he was getting there at the end and he was ahead and he looked over at her and she had to just a look on her face and he's kind of like, oops, I fell. She did call him on it though. She was like, you did throw that, didn't you? And he just kind of winked at her. So I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Because he didn't like the guy and he would have really had loved to win that race, but he loved his wife more.
Yep. Oh, I didn't recognize Jeffrey Tambor as being the Jack's schmuck of a boss.
Jinx.
Yeah. I already drank a Coke.
And Christopher Lloyd was in it too.
Yeah.
For like the first 5 minutes.
Something like that.
Yeah. I mean, his character was mentioned later, but yeah, he didn't get a lot of time in that movie. It's a pity though, but still. But yeah, Jeffrey Tambor was kind of a jerk.
I remember asking him, like, wait, who played his boss? I recognize that guy, but I can't figure out who the hell it is. And when you told me it was Jeffrey Tambor, I was like, oh, I guess I don't recognize him that young.
Yeah, he still didn't have hair.
No, he did not.
I kind of like to know when he started losing the hair. I mean, if he didn't have it then.
I mean, that was 1983. I mean,
33 years ago.
Okay, and so
he still has hair.
He would have been like he would have been 39 when that was released. Wait,
what?
Yeah, because he was born in 1944.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, you mentioned Martin Mullen. We did look up his age, and I was like, really? He's that? What was he, 67? Or somewhere around
Someone was 71.
Maybe that was him. Maybe it was Keaton that is 63 now. Anyway, I was like, what? He's that old? Then I was like, oh, well, shit. That's right. Mr. Mom was 30 years ago.
Keaton would be 64.
Okay.
Right now. Or he's going to be 64 in a month. So, yeah, he's 63.
Yeah, I do forget, you know, these people do age.
It does. Yeah, it does happen.
That's why I freak out. I mean, I just saw these people. That was 30 years ago. Oh, shit.
Yeah, and Martin Mull is 71. Anyone else I should look up while I've got IMDb open?
I just go for Jeffrey Tambor then.
Jeffrey Tambor?
Yeah.
No, he was 1944. That's why I opened it and looked it up. How about Christopher Lloyd? Let's look at Christopher Lloyd.
All right. Well, I know whenever I looked up the actors and they showed the kids, and I was like, whoa, they've all aged. And I'm like, oh, yeah, again, 30 years ago.
Christopher Lloyd will be 75 on October. No, not 75. It's more than 75.
Damn, Doc.
No, he's going to be 77.
Wow.
And on October 22nd.
Do you think when he turns 88, he'll go back in time? Just saying.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious shit.
what else do we have? The perceived value of a housewife in the early 80s being $1 versus $100 for a recently unemployed engineer, automotive engineer. Yeah, so.
Which I thought was weird.
An unemployed automotive engineer, $100 versus $1 for housewife.
I think it was the next year, maybe a couple of years later, he had to do something with cars again. He was in Gung Ho. So I just thought that was weird.
Still got the laptop open. Let's see. Gung Ho was I don't see it. Gung Ho was 1986.
Okay. Yeah, I was close then.
So, oh, I've got good news for you.
Yes.
We're doing a Michael Keaton flick next week.
84?
84.
Okay. What is it?
Johnny Dangerously.
Oh. Is that 84?
It's 84.
Okay.
It's 84. I got it right here.
I like that movie.
I love that movie, you Fargan asshole. Alrighty. Well, I think we've beat this one into the ground.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
Yeah, indeed it has. All right, that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
As always, that's Nights with a K. With a K.
Always with a K.
Tom's already leaving.
Yeah.
Have a good night, Tom.
Good night, Tom. All right. The Midnight Movie Nights podcast is available over on SoundCloud. It's in iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, and a few other podcast directories. We start our live show at midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific.
Eastern.
Really?
Yeah. What? You don't like Western? I love saying Western.
It's Jim's thing.
Really?
I don't know. It's just that.
I've been doing it for a while too.
Okay, fine.
Just because it's given a thing to Eastern time. Why aren't they called the Atlantic time? That is the Atlantic Ocean, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But not all of it is, like the Atlantic Ocean doesn't
cover
all of. Up in Canada, there's parts of Canada that are in Eastern time and are not coastal cities.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't keep up with Eastern time anyway.
I think
anyway.
Nova Scotia is in a different time zone, if I remember right.
Anyway, that's when we are. And we've got a webpage over at midnightmovienights.com. It's... But you can also get the link to the Mixler app when we go live.
Well, it'll play right there on the website, or you can click into it and join the chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, works both ways. On Twitter, we're at Movie Nights Pod, and if you need more than 140 characters, our email address is contact@midnightmovienights.com.
And we want to thank Mr. Brad Raven for the logo, and Tom Sherlock at Judge Funky Boy for the theme, and at DC Cantel for our segment intros. And, I haven't even checked if we've got new followers.
We do. I am Chris Crespo.
Okay.
Yeah, Chris Crespo followed us. He is a writer, film critic, and host of Cinema Crespodiso. Okay. Cinema Crespodiso.
Nice.
All right. And producer of SBK Live. Cool. Thanks for following us, Chris. Who else would we like to thank?
Everyone for listening, whether you're live or otherwise.
Indeed. And if you're not live, thank you for listening to us beyond the grave. I think what you meant is whether they're listening live or later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. If they're listening to us dead, still, thanks for listening.
I'm Miranda Janelle.
I'm the freaking cat.
Hey Kitty, what movie did you get out of the red box for us to watch? Which means I also have to finish setting up the sound system in the PlayStation.
Maggie.
The Arnold Schwarzenegger and Abigail Breslin.
Yeah.
Cool.
Patrick recommended it, so
let's go watch that movie.
And talking's hard.
Remember the 5th of November.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Go away, Baton.
Midnight Movie Nights.
We seriously spent like almost an entire hour talking about our day.
It was a good day.
Yeah, it was. Except for the internet going out. That is really, really starting to piss me off.
Yeah, it's becoming a pattern.
Yeah, it knocked me off the air on Thursday. It knocked us off the air tonight. I think I had problems on Tuesday, too.
Did you have problems last night?
Yeah. Yeah, I was. I had trouble staying on Jim's show. But so tonight we're actually, this is going out over my cell phone.
Wow.
I'm doing the personal hotspot, and my phone's about to die. So it's a good thing we already wrapped up the show.
Yeah.
But today was a hell of a good day.
Yeah. Even with the walking, it was still a good day.
And even...
enjoyed it.
And even with the minor sunburns. Yeah.
Wait, did I get sunburned? Am I red?
Really? Think about what you just asked.
I know, but I'm usually whiter than you are, which is weird. I've been meaning to get sun. Because, I've seen myself sometimes and I'm like, oh damn, I'm dead.
Yeah,
but again, I work overnight, so I don't see a lot of the sun.
My legs are red. That sucks.
Angry
skin. I'm talking about my legs again. We're out of here.
Night.
Good night. With night. A K. Are you sure you want to stop this broadcast? Yes.